What is good, folks? This is The Word is Mark, and welcome back to the Anchor FM podcast. It's always good to be back on Anchor FM. The last kind of episode that I did was kind of a random one, just talking about the NBA a little bit. The one before that was somewhat of a reintroduction, because I've actually done this thing of where I've run with Anchor before and then got to listen back and then was like, I want to go a different direction. So instead of going on top of that, of everything that I'd already done, I just kind of hit the reset button. I'm kind of done with pressing the reset button. I did it with YouTube a few times, but I think it's because the goal was very much different. Whereas now I don't really have that goal there. It's just kind of what happens, happens, and who's with me is with me. So if you're down for all that, any questions that you want to bring to me on Anchor FM, any comments, opinions, anything like that to get the conversations going here on Anchor FM, YouTube, whatever it be, just hit me up. The Word is Mark is here on Anchor FM. The other formulas that Anchor FM runs through, I know it runs through Google Play, also iTunes, and a bunch of podcasts, Radio Public, all them different groups. So shout out to Anchor FM and all of the others that go out and put the podcast out there. If it wasn't for you, people would not be able to go ahead and podcast like they are these days, and people couldn't get onto supporting other podcasts and listening and having all that available content to listen to and get involved with. So shout out to all of you. But what have I been doing? So for the most part is work. I mean, we're at Christmas period anyway, and now that my job has changed, which happened like back in July, still in kind of retail, but a lot more people focus now, which is, it is what it is. We're gonna see after Christmas where that goes, but at the moment Christmas will be a busy period. This is my last day before Christmas comes around, so I've just got to kind of be cool today, hope it drags out a bit, and then I've got to run into that and hope that that 10 day stint goes quite quick, because I want to get to Christmas just to have that time to be out of all of that for a bit. But yeah, gaming wise and everything like that, I've kind of been doing on the back of all of that, so about an hour or so at night. And if you go over to YouTube, Words Mark HD, and see what's going on over there, I think my last video as of this point, which I'll probably get something up today, who knows, was actually a stream that I did on Red Dead. Now, over the last week or so, I haven't really been into Red Dead very much. I've kind of stepped back from it for a moment. I've been jumping into a lot of NBA 2K, and the only reason why I don't stream NBA 2K is because you do not get the audio, because it like blocks it out and you get all kinds of strikes and everything. So in order for me to do that, I'm going to need to hit up the Elgato, record a series of it, and just then go ahead and upload, probably in bulk or something like that, but it's getting the time to do it. So we're going to see what we can do with all of that going forward, and yeah, I'll get back to Red Dead and all that at some point too. As of movies and stuff like that, I really haven't really caught anything. Series, there isn't much series wise I've been catching either. For the most part, it's been YouTube and finding all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on there. I was able to catch a couple of NBA games on playback, because obviously watching them live becomes difficult with obviously the time zone differences, UK and US. So it can be difficult to catch up with all that. So highlights are pretty much what get me going, and keep me up to date. But when I can, I'll go back and watch on playback some of the games that Philly are throwing in and stuff like that. And especially when the playoffs come around, that's when the playoff games and the playback game is stepped up a whole lot more. We're going to see this year. I'm going to see what I can do, because I don't know where things are going to go. And if I'm in this situation, I may look at where I can have the time free in order to go in and watch like full on the last period of the playoffs just live, just so that I can get all that down and watch it when it's going on, because there's nothing like watching a game when it's live. Watching it on playback, it's all good, but watching them live is something else. But yeah, let's cut an intro right here and let's just run into a little bit of content for you folks. Any questions and any input you want, throw it out to me. Here for you as much as hopefully you are for me, and let's get and moving.
Charlie boy, get your gun. It's time.
Well, there is a little sneak peek of something that's going to come to a trailer very soon for one of the series that I'm going to bring, including Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2, once we've got that Rockstar edit out, I've got two series that I want to bring up. Maybe mini movies, maybe series. I've not quite decided just yet. I'm not sure what's happening with the whole club deal, so I'm going to have to see where that goes. Because my stories might slip off the path that they were initially going towards with the whole GTA thing. So I'm going to have to see how all that goes. But I have got two trailers that I'm putting together for the two separate series. I think I just need the audio now more than anything. Getting the music in there, maybe a couple of additional effects, maybe some text here and there. And that'll be good to upload, and then I've locked myself into having to pull them together somehow next year at some period of time. As I said before, it's just kind of playing around the time, trying to find the time to do that sort of thing, because on the schedule that I'm running on right now, I have got like an hour, 2 hours a night to kind of bring something, and then I've got like one or two, 3 days a week where I can do something. And over the Christmas period, as of tomorrow through to Christmas Eve, I'm kind of stuck in work, so I ain't going to have that time to kind of go into the gaming side of things or any other kind of project that I want to run on or Anchor FM. So that's going to kill it a little. So over that Christmas period of like Christmas Day through to like, I managed to grab Boxing Day, the following day, and the following day. So over that period, I'm going to see what I can do to kind of look into these other projects and bring through to go forward into 2019. Aside from that, what I've been running with this week, just gaming-wise, is NBA 2K, going back to my career, replaying the whole intro bit, because I felt like it was necessary. The story they did go in on, but it's still one-dimensional. I would have been happy enough without some of that, to be honest. I wasn't overly grasped by the whole idea of being in the China League for like 2 minutes, then thrown into the G League, then finding yourself having a one-game trial, then finding yourself in the NBA. I felt like it was just kind of long-winded in places and then kind of too short in other places, like the jump was quick and stuff like that. And the whole story with Marcus Young and all that, I wasn't really with it, but it was a nice one overall. I think so far my favourite story that I've played on PS4 era 2K is probably the one with Michael B. Jordan as Justice and Orange Juice and all that. I think that one, and probably the one where you were where you kind of played through high school and then college, and your best friend kind of dies at the end of that story. I think them two stories are probably the better ones that I've played so far on PS4 era of 2K. But yeah, I went back over to my career just to rebuild my career back up. I went with a small forward with the driving and shot, just following kind of the LeBron template, but he's not quite as dominant as LeBron. Obviously, he's got to get them stats up. Max out at 85. Got a decent three-point shot if he's open. Can drive the lane to get the points up. Defensively, he needs help a little. Able to grab a couple of steals, a couple of blocks, and about 3-4 rebounds a game. So, not too bad. Holding his man can be an issue at times. They can kind of get round me. Just because of that defensive awareness of the player. Being able to hold them back and then being able to kind of help the other players on the team hold defense while then trying to hold your own man. So it might be more of an idea for me strategy wise to just hold the one guy down, and you know, the team's got to run their own thing and they've got to hold their own. I did go with Philly because obviously I'm going to go with Philly. I was thinking of going somewhere else. Originally I was going to go with Charlotte and do the run with Kemba, but to be honest, I don't know how that would work out anyway. Then I thought maybe the Pistons, but I'm not that big on the team. And the position that was playing, they've kind of got their forwards in check. So Philly was the place to go. They actually kept Jimmy Buckets, but we've got Markel playing as well. Like, there's no injury on him, so he's doing his thing. Zaire Smith's always in there as well. Though I haven't seen too much of him. But I haven't seen too much of Landry Shamet neither. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. Maybe I've capped some of their limits on time and everything. But who knows. The Jimmy Buckets deal, I'm waiting to blow up with the Sixers. Like the whole dynamic duo between my character and Jimmy Buckets. Because in that one game that we got to play with Minnesota Timberwolves, it also had Jimmy Buckets, and we were killing it. Like, he was throwing me alley-oops. I was able to throw him assists to the three, get him to drive into the lane. He was doing the same for me. It was just real blowing up. So I'm waiting for that to really go up in Philly. I'm able to grab quite a few alley-oops just off Mark Allen and stuff, so we'll see what happens there. See if we can get my way to that starting lineup, and they seem to be pushing me more towards power forward. So I think what they'll probably do is run Ben Simmons probably at the point. So Jimmy Buckets probably shooting guard or small forward. Throw me at that power forward, or small forward depending on where they put Jimmy, and then obviously JoJo in the center, and then maybe someone like Tyson Chandler. In the Wilson Chandler in the power forward position, just to kind of keep us locked in. It's kind of hard to get through in my career year if you play every game, I feel, but I'm going to see what I can do. Aside from that, I've been running the start now option with the Sixers as well to see where we can get to. So far, I'm on the 12th of December, so I'm 2 days lacking on the start now. The start today option. I was also going to run a my league to go back to 95 to run it as Kobe getting stuck in Charlotte instead of getting traded to the Lakers. Haven't got to that yet, and if I do that, I will have to do it as videos, because if you stream 2K, all your audio gets knocked off, so we're going to have to see about that. But that's just a couple of things that are going on right now with the gaming stuff. As for other titles and looking out for those, there's not really much that I'm looking at right now. Death Stranding, I'm kind of interested. Not as interested as I was with Metal Gear. Metal Gear was the game. We're going to have to see how Death Stranding goes. The other one is Days Gone. But some of the gameplay the gameplay videos put me off of that. So again, see how that goes. The other one that always intrigues me, but I never buy, is Metro. So I'm going to have to see about that one as well. But aside from all that, it is what it is. Red Dead's going to be solid for another year, I think, at least. Unless they go in a futuristic way. In which case, the cowboy hat will hang up until GTA 6. And 2K. That's how we run it. So NBA. We'll go to the NBA. So, JoJo, Jimmy Buckets, Ben Simmons, the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, I mentioned before that I kind of felt like JoJo needs to just find himself back into the love of Philadelphia. And after watching the Pistons game, I watched like two quarters of that in playback because obviously I'm having to catch up with time zone issues and whatnot. I kind of get where JoJo's coming from in the sense that there were so many opportunities he was calling out for the ball and it wasn't getting to him. I kind of get his point on all that, but now there is so much diversity that they can use on the offensive, and I feel like JoJo's kind of got to find where he fits in that. The one thing that I will say is when he got the dunk, I think it was in the second quarter, he kind of just went in there, straight in the paint, boom. All the crowd kind of lit up because JoJo made a move. I think he's definitely going to be that one. You know, he's more the mascot than the actual mascot is. Like, JoJo is the process, he's the future mascot of the team. He's the flag that everyone raises to represent Philadelphia. Ben Simmons is the playmaker that makes it all work. TJ McConnell's got his back on that. JJ Redick's there for the open shot. Jimmy Buckets is there to do the all-round thing and grind down the defense. JoJo is there to play as hard as he can on defense, offense, and do what he's got to do. He raises the morale. He's like the microphone of Philadelphia in a way. And if he goes ahead and goes sour on all this, it could be a rocky road for them coming back. So hopefully he's solid and finds back that whole love in Philadelphia and they can hold everything together going forward. Markel Fultz, they need to either trade or get him healthy, get him out of there, because we need to see something happen there very soon. I think it was about 6 weeks, I said, so in January, maybe February, we might see something back of that. Zaire Smith is obviously the tainted rookie this year. He'll probably be out the whole year with the injured foot and the allergy thing that popped up. I don't know what's going on with all that, but we'll see how that works. Landry Shamet, he's about, man. He's doing his thing a little. Missing quite a few open shots, but I think he'll get there. He's not a unicorn. He's going to be a role. I think maybe he's the new Roker in that, in a way. I think more than anything, he probably takes the place of, what was the dude? The dude from Sacramento that came in with Ben McLemore a few years ago. I think he kind of holds that. No, he came in the year after Ben McLemore. Was it Nick? God, man. I was supporting that dude for a while when he was in Philly, and now I can't even think of the name. That's so bad. But anyway, I think in a way Landry takes that spot. But yeah, I think they'll do their finest. I think they could go deep in the playoffs, so we'll see how all that goes. We're seeing that LeBron's popping up quite a bit, which we knew he would this year with Lakers. There's a few matches where he's just blowing up, and then the last highlight that I saw from yesterday, that's all on YouTube, is some crazy YouTuber had the title of James Harden showing LeBron he can't defend him. I haven't got to see that yet, but I'm going to go over some of the gameplay today and see what's going on, and see if we can catch up on some of the best bits that have been going on in the NBA. But yeah, Philly, we got to get it back, we got to run, get to the playoffs, get at least the Eastern Conference Finals, make a run for the title. Movies, series, and all that good stuff. I am so out of the realm when it comes to movies and stuff. Like, I haven't even caught Black Panther yet. Like, that's how far behind I am on all that. I've got to catch Black Panther, which is something that I wanted to watch, like, years before it was fully made, and I still haven't got to watch it yet. There's the whole Marvel Infinity. They've got the new one coming out, so it just shows how far behind I am. And yeah, I've got to catch up on all that. Series wise, I actually went ahead and got the series, blah, 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 I think it was series 7 of The Walking Dead that I've got to watch through. I've watched the first episode so far of that. So I've got two series to catch of that to be caught up all the way. I've hardly started Game of Thrones. I've got a series through, two series through. Peaky Blinders, which is another one that I have to catch. I'm like two episodes in. Like, I'm way behind on all that stuff because it's just catching it, and then usually instead of going on to Amazon Prime and watching things, I find myself locked on YouTube instead because it's just that easy format. And if I'm running on that myself as well, it's good to see what other people are doing just to give you an idea of what you're kind of what's popular at the time to be running through, so that I know what kind of things being pushed down people's throats. But yeah, man, I'm far behind on all that. The one thing that interested me was the whole FX deal with the BBC, because that will bring Mayans MC to the UK. So I'm just waiting to see how all that works. They've run it through the BBC, so hopefully I'm able to catch that. If not, I'll have to wait till it gets to Prime anyway. It kind of depends on what time they run it and if it runs on the iPlayer, which BBC iPlayer is the biggest pain of a format going because it buffers so badly, like worse than YouTube. But we're going to see what we can do if I can get that popping, or if I can get it on Prime or something like that at some point. Because I'm going to have to catch that because Sons of Anarchy still has that number one spot. And for this series to have Kurt Sutter behind it in some way, yeah, I gotta give props to that. I would love to be in that whole kind of realm of what Kurt Sutter does, like the whole writing and producing of series like that, the whole comics that he helped does and all that thing. I'd love to be in that kind of realm, but that's work and getting the time to do that sort of thing. But yeah, man, it'd be cool to get into whole that realm. There's a couple of things that I'm actually putting together on that way, but it's again the time to do that sort of thing. There's a few ideas been written down, so if I can get the push on some of that at some point, I'll be pushing it forward and see where I can go. I was actually looking at the whole drawing thing to kind of draw out my own comic kind of scriptures and stuff. And a few years ago, I used to just draw out the whole covers and everything like that and put them together. But I never really kept it up with the pencil and pad. It was over a Christmas period about 2 years ago or something. I was just drawing out everything. But I never really kept that up because my plan was to move to the PC and do it all on the pads, on the interactive pads. And I've actually got one, but I haven't put in the work on that just yet. But I'm moving into it very soon. So I'm going to see what I can do with all of that. Another idea that I kind of had was to start up a website to kind of blog this sort of thing, start writing out kind of articles and stuff like that, and then upload like story script, like comic scripts and stuff like that that I can put together to throw out there. So anyone kind of in that field that's looking for someone that's ideas to work on and stuff like that, I'm here. Shout me out, or shout at me, and I'll hit you up. But I definitely want to kind of work my way into that kind of realm. But yeah, on that whole watching series and stuff, I caught up with Westworld. I did catch that. I've caught all of that so far. So I'm looking for the next series when that comes out. The one series that I do kind of like, and maybe this is good or bad, you'll have to tell me, but Animal Kingdom. I quite like that whole series, because I think it's better than what the movie was. I don't know why, but I kind of like the way that they push the series over the movie. And it's nothing to do with like the American Australian like jump. It's just purely the way that it's been recorded and laid out, and how they've kind of had the time to just drain each and every bit of the story out and long out the whole series, go into it a bit more depthy and look at things a different way, reinvent certain ideas, which I think I actually said in the first episode. I'm not 100% behind the whole reinvention scale. I think one thing that I mentioned was Lethal Weapon, how there's no way I watch that series just because of how solid the movies are. You've got to have the reinvention just right in order to catch me. And I think Animal Kingdom's done that very well. To kind of look at a movie that is of Australasian descent that I kind of really liked, and I wish they kind of do some with that, is Queen City Rocker. I think it was actually called something like Summit Gangsters in other countries, but if you look for it on the New Zealand scale, it's actually called Queen City Rocker. I actually managed to get a Queen City Rocker boxed edition sent out to me and shipped. It's actually in, I think it was actually brought through, I think it was actually shipped through from Germany. Because it's all German writing on the back, but it was made in Auckland back in 1987. But it is quite a dope movie. I like the music of it as well and what they had all for that. But I feel like they could do so much with it if they were to re-up it. And I'd be happy to do that. So anyone that's in that kind of realm, like I was saying before, hit me up. We might be able to write something on this. Yeah, man, but I believe it. It could go depthy with the likes of Queen City Rocker, because it goes quite hard and it jumps quite quickly. So the depth that you could put into that if you run a series, man, it'd be wild. The other one that I heard that was rumoured was The Warriors to be quite depthy. Now, if you watch The Warriors and Queen City Rocker, now they're not 100% alike in any way. I mean, The Warriors is a whole lot more animated in a sense, but if you look at the kind of realm that they could be on, like that step forward is beastly. Like, there's a whole chapter you could do over the two of them, like a whole rivalry scale. You could go DC Marvel on them things. Queen City Rocker could go more realistic, Auckland, New Zealand kind of stylistic way. And Warriors can go full on animated and do what they've got to do. But yeah, man, you could go real strong with them. Might have to start writing something for QCR. Damn. Okay, folks, let's move on to the next chapter of this. Music, man, music. Now, this is probably the first time in ages where I've kind of been out of the grind of music and what's really going on right now. I've kind of started to go more of a country rock kind of groove in a way. That kind of country and rock kind of way. Moved a bit away from rap and hip hop a bit, because you've got trap and there's quite a good few of trap rappers, but then you've got a whole bunch of trash out there as well, and it is what it is. Rap is starting to become a lot more poppy in a sense, like it's starting to get that whole pop groove where everyone's jumping on it. I don't know, man. Can't be with it. I think it kind of ruins things when it gets like that, because there's so many people popping up now that it kind of dilutes the whole area. But yeah, when Red Dead popped up, I was going more that country route anyway, because I was looking for series music. So I was looking for music that I would put in a series that would highlight certain areas of a story and speak of the dialect, which is something that I tried to do with Grand Theft Auto as well, when I was doing the whole club talk and all that with that series over on the channel. The Words Mark HD, go check all that out. That whole series kind of went off a little strange at the end, because I kind of had to rush where I was going, because Red Dead was coming quite quick at the end. Again, that's something that I restarted a bunch of times just to re-envision what I was doing. But I'm going to leave that there and see where I can go with GTA, with Red Dead and GTA going forward. But yeah, man, music out of the realm. Right now, I'm just looking for what's coming up onto Google Play recommended and checking some of that out. I think Illa J was one of the new ones that I've checked out. His new album that he's got out, a couple of songs on that were kind of cool. I kind of like how he goes more to that old school hip hop kind of tone. Been watching this whole YouTube rap stuff that's going on right now with KSI, Deji and Sidemen and all that kind of deal, just to see where they're going. And I've questioned whether you could show up in some of that, but I'll let it rest for now. But yeah, on that whole music thing as well, writing wise, I was going solid for quite a few years, and then it caught to me again about July when I started up this new work. I kind of didn't keep up with everything that I used to be doing. Like, I was going quite strong since I was like 14, writing something at least once, two times, like most days, like, and it kind of hit to where I wasn't doing that, and that's something else that I need to kind of go back to. So I've got to kind of rearrange where I'm going to put all these different elements in going forward. But I used to have big plans for all that, but you know how it goes, and we'll see what runs around the table. But that whole, going back to the previous chapter of this talk right now, that's the realm that I want to go towards more, like the more written realm and producing realm, just to kind of vibe into that and see what I can bring and publish, put together. And I'm looking for people for that, so hit me up. But man, music, gotta get back to it. But any recommendations, anything like that, hit me up, let me know. The hardest albums of this year in the rap area, I would say St. John for the start of the year, and then J-Rock towards the end of the year. I feel like them two have the crown on this one. Yeah, man, they hold it. Wasn't too big on J. Cole's album this time. It wasn't as solid as the previous two. But yeah, man, that's who I say for the rap game. Bow. So, the other thing that I should probably mention is Club. Now, Club is a crew that I've been running with since 2013 over the whole GTA thing. Lost Kings for Life, that whole deal. Then it established itself as Club, and it's running on Red Dead, I feel, also. It will probably just run through Cutty Christmas and Freeze and their whole deal going forward. Maybe it will involve a group known as the PBMO, which was running on GTA. That will run through them. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't know where I'm going, because it's just on the time waves. I don't really catch them too often. And, yeah, I've got to pull myself back to Red Dead. Kind of been lone wolfing quite a bit. Been caught catching Freeza little here and there. Caught the Christmas Brothers once, and caught the Bison once as well, which were all different members of the crew. Haven't caught Lewis. Lewis was another member that was a diehard in the original, but can't find him these days. There's a few that have gone into the Hall of Fame and everything. We used to have a website hooked up. I do not have it now, just because we weren't putting, there wasn't that time put into it to kind of really keep that whole established. So I was going to be doing the updates and that kind of thing, but because it's not on a solid run and there isn't the membership that there was to keep that running, and have all the stories popping off in blogs and stuff like that, that was the ultimate goal, to kind of have everyone have their own character story, be able to run through blogs, uploading pictures and videos about their events and stuff, because even if you weren't running with other members, you would have your story popping, which would then look back to the webisodes and different series that we were doing for YouTube. So anyone interested in that kind of thing, come and hit up myself, the word is Mark, on PSN or LK underscore Cuddy, and we'll be able to hook all that up and we'll see what club can have in the future. However, aside from all of that, all the club stuff and everything, that has been on today's episode. I'm calling it an end on this one, and I will probably catch you someday in the week on probably a random run and then at Christmas. So any questions, any recommendations, anything like that, hit me up, the word is Mark, and I will check you next time.